Welcome to the Bill Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice. With 1030 The Voice, KBOI. It's trusted local news and talk. You can call us here at the station, 520-790-2040, or KBOI.com. Bill Buckmaster is on vacation. If you like pictures of people traveling and you don't, you're not filled with like jealous rage about it, go to Bill's Facebook page and you can see all of his adventures online. I still have a little bit of bitterness about other people who get to go places, but it's fine. I'm happy for Bill as much as I'm happy for anybody ever. My name is Dan Gibson. I'm Senior Director of Communications for Visit Tucson. I'm filling in for Bill today. Jam-packed week of special guests. Tomorrow, Ben Bueller Garcia will be on the show. Friday, Dan Shearer of the Green Valley News and Swarita Sun, award-winning journalist Dan Shearer and former Dan Gibson coworker. So filling in for Bill today, we're going to talk about Snorin Restaurant Week. It's happening September 10th through 19th. Just as a note, Visit Tucson, where I work, is a sponsor of Snorin Restaurant Week. I do not make any exciting, I do not get extra money for talking about it here. Or if you go or not, it's fine. I mean, I hope you do, but it doesn't benefit me personally. So there's my mild disclaimer about Snorin Restaurant Week. But with way more conflict in this space is Laura Reese, who is CEO, head of Storyteller. What is your title at Storyteller?
Just
founder?
Boss man. Boss person.
Boss, yes. Okay, great. Regency at Storyteller PR. Laura is
Supreme ruler. How about that?
Yeah, the director of Snorin Restaurant Week?
Yes, all of the above, although I prefer to usually say co-founder.
Oh, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about Snorin Restaurant Week. It's the whole hour. We're going to talk about Tucson food and what's happening and all these things you can look forward to September 10th through 19th. You can find out more information. We'll just point out up front at SnorinRestaurantWeek.com. And then all of the social things. Like, it's on all of it. Is there a TikTok, a Snorin Restaurant Week TikTok?
No, but okay. We have lots of reels and videos on Instagram. So.
Got it. If you want the TikTok experience, it's happening on Instagram.
It is.
Okay, fair enough. Checks out. And we're going to be talking to also people involved in Snorin Restaurant Week, people who are at the restaurants doing things. And first up is Renee. She is the Renee of Renee's Organic Oven, and she is on the Bill Buckmaster live line. Oh, there's a term for it. Hold on. I was going to say it's the Buckmaster live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. And just as a heads up, we're also here in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. So there are all of the plugs right now. Renee, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I realized this whole time I don't know whether it's Kruger or how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Renee Krieger with Renee's Tucson.
Krieger. Okay, got it. Okay, yeah. So I was wrong, and so sorry about that. I may have been saying your name incorrectly all around town. But I'm a big fan of the restaurant. It is its proximity to my house is very much appreciated, but it is also excellent. You may have seen Renee on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yes.
They keep showing it. Is that still helpful? This is unrelated to Snorin Restaurant Week, but like when the show airs, do you see like a little bump or a surge?
Yes, of course.
Oh, good.
Yes, we do. We serve a lot of what they show us, like, cooking in that segment. We will definitely get, like, that's how sometimes we know it's aired. All of a sudden, everybody's ordering a spinach dip calzone, like, multiple times a day, like, several all in one time. And we're like, oh, it probably aired. It's about 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's amazing.
Watching it. Yeah, we'll, like, start ordering it. It's pretty cool.
And you're participating in Snorin Restaurant Week, and I think one of the nice things about the lineup, as Laura has built it, is that it includes restaurants all over town, including Renee's, which is Tankaverde and Cimino Canyon, conveniently located, but you're also doing a fair amount of to-go business still. And dine-in has returned at Renee's, yes?
Yes, we started doing dine-in seating in June of this year, so we've been takeout only throughout the entire time before that. And we do predict it's going to be a main staple of our business, and we have created our production around that. So we do have some dine-in that is reservation only through Open Table, and it is very intimate experiences centered around taking care of people and those who kind of want to have an intimate experience with their, like, a small family. We only seat 1 to 4 people per booth.
And the Snorin Restaurant Week special is dine-in only. I just want to, like, I think that's right. Is that correct?
It is correct.
Okay.
And we do have so that you can book on Open Table and experience. And so that will let us know that you are coming specifically for Sonoran Restaurant Week.
Oh, perfect.
Wonderful.
I was looking at the menu and it is delicious. I want to tease people a little bit by saying like what's available. So the first course, and this is the $35 flat rate, is roasted butternut squash soup or roasted beet salad. And one thing I really do appreciate about the way you do the restaurant is that there's so much encapsulated that's locally sourced or connected. And I want to say the cheese on the beet salad is from the Tucson area.
Yeah, for the soup, the roasted butternut squash is from Blue Sky Organics, which is a Southern Arizona farm. And then we also have the Fiora di Capra, which we always have on our menu. That is a local chef. It's delicious.
And that, I mean, it shows up all the way through the menu. Like, on the second course, you get a choice of jerk braised short ribs or pan-seared chicken breast or vegan Morocco garbanzo case. Also, still, all the way through, many options that are, I think there's something local, Southern Arizona, on all of those.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Like the short ribs we do not have on our menu every day, but Sydney from San Rafael Beef is the one who personally delivers our local beef and has now for several years. So that is always on our menu. That particular dish we have run as a special, and it's been very well received. It's absolutely stunning and it's really delicious. So we decided to add that to this to kind of feature what she has going on over there and remind people she's always at the farmer's market. But we get to play around with it and serve it to you during this time. It's a good way for our kitchen to kind of get to play around too and show off some things that we don't have on our menu every day.
And in the third course, apple tart or ginger molasses bun cakes, you can get through, as far as I can tell here, you could go through the whole menu, vegan or vegetarian as well. So the options are nice. Whatever sort of dining experience you want, it is available to you at Renee's during Restaurant Week.
That is correct.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Renee, I'm actually curious. I feel like you generally have always, with the restaurant, had really amazing, like, vegan and vegetarian options. Like, why is that important to you?
Well, I think it's good to start out with a foundation that respects the fact that all people gather around the table and that they shouldn't all have to give up something to enjoy something that they like, and it shouldn't become the topic or the obstacle of the entire experience. So we kind of make it to where we put the integrity in the base of the recipe, and we kind of work out as much as we can, predict that will help people with different dietary restrictions or those who really like to explore a diverse menu, and everyone can enjoy the same experience here. So it's kind of just a philosophy of vegetables are an absolutely integral part of meal planning, and they're beautiful and they should be celebrated and they should have flavor, and there's no reason to kind of put them on the sideline.
I love that.
When you kind of start with that philosophy, it's easy to build a plate around that to fit whoever's enjoying the meal here.
Oh, I love that so much. I mean, I am not vegan or vegetarian. I definitely enjoy my meat protein. However, I am finding that I'm gravitating towards the vegan dishes on menus more often, mostly because, especially like with what you're doing, there's so much incredible local produce that's here in the Southwest that like we should be using. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. And there is years ago I was asked, what do you think is going to be the newest trend or biggest thing? And I was like, hands down, plant-based.
Mm.
We've been doing this for so long, and it's finally, we've turned a corner where we can see people appreciating it and seeking it out just as much as we've kind of been trying to feature it. And that was about 2018, we saw that trend really picking up. So it's wonderful to see this, and it is good for everybody to enjoy that aspect of dining. And again, it doesn't mean you can't also enjoy meat, like
right.
Many of us do.
Right, yeah.
And I mean, I think one of the things that when Laura and I were talking at the very beginning about sort of Restaurant Week was like how to support restaurants in a slow and challenging time. But I think inadvertently during all the things that have happened, now we're sort of seeing a much more challenging time for restaurants. I want to say coming out of COVID, but we're still sort of very much in that space. How are you dealing with the struggles of owning a restaurant in 2021?
Well, that is a huge question. I was not expecting to be asked. Let me try.
Let's ask a different one.
That up. I think that I actually have found a lot of clarity and a rebirth of what I want to do in the restaurant through this process. My whole goal has always been to make people feel cared for, and this has given me a great pause as to what that really means to me, and to create an experience where people who appreciate that will enjoy it, and understanding that it isn't for everybody to have a small, tiny restaurant, such an intimate space, and so much caution around this. This is the base that I am hoping to reach. These are the people that I want to feel cared for, and everybody that comes in here is welcome and treated equally in this very important realization that I wouldn't be here without them, yet this is an expression of my soul, and this is an expression of the work I want to contribute to the community, and I'm fortunately in a position that I get to choose that and create it, and it's been really beautiful.
Well, for me, springing a question on you for your, that you were unprepared for, that was a really great and lovely answer.
Yes.
Like, pretty perfect. So, you win. You win the show. We're just going to shut it down and just do nothing for the next 45 minutes. It'll be fine. One more trick question, I guess. If other than, you know, your own restaurant, which I'm sure you'll be very occupied and busy, is there another place that you're looking to visit during Sonoran Restaurant Week, another local favorite?
Well, so we are closed Mondays and Tuesdays. So my only means of exploring this are going to be on those 2 days. And I can tell you there are a lot of us restaurants who have changed our hours. So that might be a Sonoran Restaurant Week highlight if you let some industry people know what days they might be able to go try these other restaurants.
Good point.
But I know that I really have not made my way downtown enough. I've been very cautious and very committed to work throughout most of this process over the last couple years. So I'm hoping to make my way to Boca. That is definitely a highlight of mine. Of course, I always adore her and have been watching her, but I just feel like that's a menu I want to explore. On my neck of the woods, I saw Commoner & Co. has joined, and they are a place I frequently, when we are booked, send people to go. They're bigger space than mine, very bustly too. But I know that they have more tables, and I adore that entire concept. So those are two places that I can think of off the top of my head that are on there that I know I would like to try.
Well, again, excellent answers. And I realize I because I'm just so used to the parsing of what I'm used to with the restaurant name, but it is Renee's Tucson now. I've been saying Organic Oven because it's old habit, but I do want to give full credit to the name change. You mentioned the sort of like rebirth of your passion for, you know, finding like a new way to do this service. And it's one of the things I really appreciate about you, Renee, is that you're, been an incredible like asset to us at Visit Tucson, but just every time I see some sort of giveaway or restaurant raffle or anything, any charity event, I feel like I always see your stuff, see you doing something there, and your commitment to the community is very much appreciated.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
You can find out more about Renee's menu at SonoranRestaurantWeek.com, but also if you want that menu, to make sure, to be clear, you need to go to Open Table to make
yes.
that reservation. It is, you can just search, but it's also opentable.com/Renee's-Tucson. And then also you can find out about everything that's happening there all the time. It's a great restaurant year round. I'm there quite a bit. Renee's-Tucson.com. Thank you, Renee, for being on the show.
Have a wonderful day. I'm so excited about all of this. And cheers to both of you.
Thanks, Renee. We will be back on the Buckmaster Show. I am Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson. Laura Reese is here from Storyteller PR. We'll still be talking about Sonoran Restaurant Week. It's a whole show. You'll have to find something to eat probably in the middle of it, but keep your radio on. You'll learn about all the exciting things that are happening. Dan Gibson filling in for the Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the Greater Tucson region. As promised, the RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year 2006 voter-approved regional transportation plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Bill Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice, KVOI, trusted local news and talk. We're broadcasting from the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. You can call us on the Buckmaster Liveline. That's presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. That number is 520-790-2040. I realize I'm mixing all of, like, I say O and then I say zero. I don't know. It's fine. I probably should figure out a consistent number thing for the radio, but it'll be fine. Laura Reese is here from Storyteller PR.
Hello.
You can find out more about Storyteller PR on the internet.
Yeah, the World Wide Web would be helpful.
StorytellerPR.com.
That's it.
Okay, great. You know, this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Mona's Danish Bakery. It's home of the Danish Kringle. I will say this. I looked at their website just a moment ago. I didn't realize there were so many Danish Kringles. Like, there's almond, there's chocolate, there's strawberry. If you have an idea of what you think a Danish Kringle is, maybe you went to a store and saw one. No, no, no. Get ready to have your mind blown by the options at Mona's Danish Bakery. They're located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's is open for breakfast and lunch. They have special summer hours, so check those online. But generally 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Of course, treat yourself to their mouth-watering pastries, including the famous Danish Kringle, the famous Danish Kringles. There's so many. MonasDanishBakery.com or BuckmasterShow.com for a link to Mona's Danish Bakery. Thank you, Mona's, for being a proud sponsor of the Buckmaster Show. Bill is on vacation. Just a reminder, you can see his photos on Facebook of him having fun. I think this is going to be a less perilous vacation for him, which I certainly hope so.
Where is he, actually? I did not see that online.
That's a great question.
Oh, if it's not on the top of your head, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I thought I knew. It's not Alaska.
But
Alaska was not helpful to Bill, but he's back at it. World travel, Central California coast.
Ah, gorgeous.
San Simeon Pier yesterday. Really lovely picture There's some flowers.
I was there last summer, actually.
Were you really?
We did a road trip, and I think San Simeon is where the elephant seals are, which if you've never seen those, they're amazing.
It's Hearst Castle is by that area, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed.
All right, excellent. Yeah, check out the photos on Bill's Facebook page. It's at facebook.com/BillBuckmasterS. Now, there aren't multiple Bill Buckmasters, but I think it's because of the show. I don't know. Laura, we're here talking about Stern Restaurant Week, which is a great event and a thing that Visit Tucson sponsors. Can you tell me a little bit about, I recognize what I'm going to say here is now a setup for you to compliment me and my involvement in Stern Restaurant Week. But other than Mary Rittman and I coming up with the great idea, tell me a little bit about how like you got involved in Stern Restaurant Week and how you've built this incredible program.
Well, yeah, if I remember correctly, I think we were all having a conversation. You, Mary, reached out, and with all of the media outreach you guys were doing for the Tucson UNESCO City of Gastronomy designation, with all of those incredible national food writers and producers that you guys worked with, I feel like you were often asked the question, that's all great. When's your restaurant week?
It's true.
And we didn't have one. And it seemed actually crazy that a town as delicious as Tucson, a region as delicious as Southern Arizona, didn't have its own dedicated restaurant week. And so that was like, we need to create one. So I was commissioned, if you will, to put that together. And we had our first year in 2019. It was a great year. And then our sophomore year, coming off of all that great energy, was 2020.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting is that, I mean, obviously this is now, there like was a separate itineration of just a restaurant week to go. But also, I mean, what I think is interesting is that the number of people participating, even a very challenging year for restaurants.
Yeah.
What were there, 30-something the first year, I want to say?
It was, 35, I think, the first year. Mm-hmm. And then we had, I think, about the same last year. But then this year we've got 50 restaurants participating.
Yeah, which is incredible. So many options.
Yeah.
This isn't just it isn't just this focus on the restaurants. There's a sponsor, a beneficiary involved. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the San Javier Co-op Farm. They are a farm that is on the Tohono O'odham Nation, and they really specialize in growing traditional crops in sustainable ways. And the reason we wanted to partner with them this year, we have a lot of Tucson City of Gastronomy certified restaurants. And such a huge part of that certification, as you're well aware, is not just the restaurants and food scenes that we have here, but what is the history of crops that have been cultivated here and the history of food production that's been here. And we really thought that the San Javier Co-op Farm emulates all of what that is. It's kind of this perfect example of why exactly we're so special here in Southern Arizona when it comes to food. We're partnering with them, raising awareness for them, and then also the VIP kickoff party for Sonoran Restaurant Week, which is on September 9th, a Thursday night. It's a super limited event. We're keeping the numbers really, really low, but it's a chance to check out the Sonoran Sip Room, which we can chat about a little bit later, which is a new thing happening this year. So you can check that out, sip some regional delicious beverages, and then also sample some food that's being catered in by the co-op farm.
Oh, excellent.
And then all of the ticket proceeds from that, all of it is going back to the farm.
And I think, just for like a little bit of context, like if you've driven to San Javier and if you've been in this area, I certainly hope that you have, on the right before you get there, sort of when you come off the I-19, on the right is San Javier Co-op Farm. It's a pretty massive operation, but what they do, is sort of reclaim a lot of those traditional agricultural techniques and products of that time period of the Ho'okam, then the Tohono O'odham, sort of have celebrated for so long. And it is a rich part of this history of city gastronomy. I was with some people this week, and they were like, "Well, like, tell me this. How did we get here?" And it's like, "Oh, part of it is the 4,000 years of agricultural history, but part of it is just that the sort of evolution of those ingredients and how they're used, and I think the best Tucson food ends up tasting like Tucson, right? That there's something sort of distinctive about the ingredients, sometimes the techniques even, and those inspirations. And I think, you know, my favorite restaurants, I think, hit those notes, and there's certainly a lot of them in the on the Restaurant Week lineup.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot of restaurants that procure products from the farm, which is kind of exciting too. So,
yeah, if you see mesquite flowers somewhere or cholla buds,
tipperary beans,
they're probably being purchased in that space. Mm-hmm. We have a minute and 40 seconds in this segment, so I'm just giving you a heads up because I see it on the screen.
Went by quickly.
As a radio professional, I just wanted to point that out. Oh, I love questions. All right, great. Caller, thanks for calling on the Rincon Ventures live line.
Yes, thank you. I'm a visitor here. My daughter wants me to invest in a restaurant with her, and she doesn't seem to know what is the minimum wage for restaurant people, including the waitresses.
Oh, that's a great question. I honestly don't know. You know what? I'll look into that. I know that the tipped wage has changed. But I think it might depend on whether you're in the city or the county too. It's difficult. I think someone better, expert on the opening of restaurants than I would be, but I'll check into it on the break. That's something we will do in a moment. So in the next 50 seconds now, but thank you for the call, sir. Best of luck to your daughter and you in the restaurant. People can find all this information at SorenRestaurantWeek.com. There's a bunch of fun videos that you guys are launching on social. So there's plenty to see and do to go get that information.
There is. And if anyone is curious, so Restaurant Week runs 10 days. All 50 participating restaurants have special $25 and $35 prefix menus. And you can peruse all of that on SorenRestaurantWeek.com.
All right. Well, we'll be talking about it for another 30 minutes-ish or so. You're listening to the Bill Buckmeister Show on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk, KVY.com. My name is Dan Gibson, filling in for Bill today.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowlands 1 and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com.
Have you ever imagined how your life would be without the modern conveniences you rely on every day? Everything you need depends entirely on products produced from mining. Without mining, think Stone Age. Your work commute might be a bit slower, but you could still have social media. Bathing shouldn't be a problem, but it won't be in a tub. So unless you're a caveman, you can see everything that enriches your life depends on the many miracles from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
You're listening to Bill Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice KVY. It's trusted local news and talk. We are broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio and the Buckmaster Lifeline at 520-790-2040. It's brought to you by the Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management Group. So feel free to call in. And just to, before we get into an ad here, there's a live read. I want to make sure we talk about Green Things. Very important. But I do want to also cover a previous caller who called in on the Buckmaster Lifeline. Brought to you by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Asked what Arizona's minimum wage is. It's $12.15 an hour as of January 1st, 2021. Also, for a someone who receives tips or gratuities, you may pay less than you may take $3 off, but as long as they make the minimum wage or more. So there you go. Buckmaster Show, informative at its core. So Green Things, speaking of informative, if you like plants, and who doesn't enjoy plants? Since 1970, Green Things has been the go-to place for your gardening needs. Green Things is on a lovely 13-acre site. It's also home to Zocalo Village and all those fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things on River Road, just west of the brand new Fenton Park, and on the web at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. If you have not been to Green Things, it is so good it's almost overwhelming. So many plants. Just like, you want some hydroponic stuff? They got that. You want some, like, house plants? They got that. You want cacti? You want flowers? All of them. All the plants, plus all the things you expect from Zocalo Village. So, Green Things. Check it out. We're talking to Laura Reese from Store and Restaurant Week and from Storyteller PR. This is the unpaid plug. If you're looking for somebody to handle your PR, you could not do better than Laura Reese at Storyteller. So, if you're hiring someone else, think about your choices. That's all. So we have a guest. It's not just us talking about these restaurants. There's real people who make food. And coming up now, Chef Brian Smith of Maynard's, which is celebrating its reopening extravaganza in the last week. Brian, how are you? Or chef?
Good.
I'm gonna put some respect on your name there, chef. No, I'm just not, not just saying throwing Brian out there willy-nilly.
All right, just Brian is okay. Whatever you'd like to call me.
No, it's reasonable. I can't make anything, so you deserve the credit. Maynard's fully reopened last week?
Yeah, last week. Our grand opening was on Friday. So we did a soft opening on Wednesday and Thursday just to kind of get our feet wet. And then Friday we're off to the races.
And for the foreseeable future, what days is Maynard's open downtown?
Yes. So we're open Wednesday through Sunday, closed Monday and Tuesday. And we're open from 4 until 9 with a happy hour from 4 to 6. And dinner starting at 5 o'clock. So essentially 4 o'clock Wednesday through Sunday.
Well, you're certainly one of the most talented chefs in this community. What did the time off, like, how, what about the inspiration that you brought to the menu of Maynard's and the sort of relaunch? Like, how did the COVID era change how you see the restaurant?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it was definitely one of those things, being out of the kitchen for, you know, 18 months, pretty much. You know, it was kind of one of those things that, you know, I had tons of time on the time off to cook and work with food. And you know, being gone for that long kind of allowed us the opportunity to start from scratch. You know, we didn't bring a whole lot of the employees from before already had other jobs. So, you know, it was kind of one of those things that was like, well, you know, we're kind of opening a restaurant brand new, essentially. We might as well, like, fix some things that maybe could have been better from before. And so that was kind of where we went with it. So, you know, I had always envisioned Maynard's being something that was, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, hyper seasonal. And that was kind of really the direction that we really wanted to take. And just, being able to honor a lot of the ingredients that we have around this area, and not to, you know, be buying things from those big box purveyors that are, you know, coming in boxes that, you know, came on semi trucks from halfway across the U.S. and that kind of thing. You know, really focus on the things here and the things that make the Sonoran Desert great, and one of the reasons why we're a city of gastronomy. So yeah, that was kind of the vision.
Well, I think it's, I mean, it, like when I was looking at the menu, just notable sort of, yeah, how much the like local, local purveyors and local influence, but then just also like just sort of the innovative way that you're looking at some of those products. I mean, I, people understandably may have mixed feelings about foie gras. I have the only feeling that I enjoy it, but they, maybe you're serving it like as an au pastor dish, which I think is probably the first time I've seen that anywhere.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think, you know, having being able to, you know, do some creative and fun, unique things and be a little bit playful with the menu is kind of like always been an interest of ours. And, you know, the foie gras was one of those, you know, being Maynards being Maynards, there's a couple things that we've always had on the menu. Oysters being one of them. Granted, we don't have oysters on the menu now, but they'll be back at some point. And then the foie gras. I mean, I started at Maynard five years ago. We had foie gras on the menu then, and I believe it's never left the menu. So I think I just out of the respect of, you know, that being something we've always done, it was just kind of a fun way to put, you know, a spin on it.
Well, and I think also to sort of like honoring sort of familiar ideas of the sort of, you know, Sonoran Desert, Tucson, traditions, you know, there's a raspado on the dessert menu.
Yeah. Yeah. So, John Schaffner, our pastry chef, is doing an amazing job. And the majority of the desserts, have, you know, some sort of foraged ingredient in it. The raspado was one of those that every ingredient on that dish is foraged. We're taking wow. cactus pads, juicing them, and turning that into like the raspado is like the actual cactus pads. The prickly pear, we're making a sorbet out of it. And then the mesquite milk is just kind of our take on like an oat milk. So, you know, taking the grains and steeping them in water and extracting that, you know, milk from the grains that goes kind of around it, and then finishing it with like a creosote oil. So took and wild foraged some creosote, and we've got some creosote blossoms on the dish. And I think this week we're putting some wolfberries on there, which also are from the desert.
Wow.
And I mean, and just as a note, I mean, if you have not been to Maynard's, it is in the heart of downtown, across the street, across Toole from Hotel Congress. And if you are, in Tucson, and you don't know where Hotel Congress is, I'm not sure how to help you anymore. I mean, it's just sort of like such an anchor of Tucson. But,
totally.
I mean, it's interesting because you have this sort of like glamorous space that has such a connection to Tucson's history and the train station. But you know, the sort of thinking about food in a way that's just sort of like, how do you present this and how do you use this incredible space and how do you put all these things together? What else? I mean, it's a great menu and I don't want to put pressure on you to say, I'm just doing it anyway. It's fine. But like, what else can people look forward to in Maynard's? I mean, what do you look forward to in the future? I mean, there are wine dinners coming up. I think of Maynard's as being sort of an event space to some extent as well.
Yeah. So, you know, as of right now, we're not really going down the wine dinner route. Not to say it won't be back. We're just trying to focus on just the restaurant right now. But, you know, obviously the menu, you know, is going to be one of those things that changes frequently. So, if you come and eat, this week, chances are next week, things are going to be different. It's always going to be something fun, always going to be something unique. We have a tasting menu that we're starting this week also. It's a $65. We're calling it carte blanche. Essentially it's just kind of a chef's choice tasting menu, which is really fun for people if, you know, they come in and they can't decide what they want and they want to just kind of let us, take them on a ride. That's also something that's kind of, you know, with the wine dinner route, essentially. We're pairing it with wines also. We've got a great wine director, Josh Osteen, and he's, thoughtfully pairing, all of the wines, all of them on our menu, all of the wines on the menu, have pairing, food pairings with them. So it's definitely one of those things, like if you are missing those wine dinners, I think the tasting menu for now is a wonderful, replacement for it. Essentially, it's four courses, and we're going to throw some fun snacks and things in there too. So yeah, that's definitely one thing. But yeah, as far as wine dinners, a little bit. Give us a little bit of time on those.
No, totally reasonable. God bless you for not calling it a Tucson omakase. I appreciate you not doing that for the chef's menu. I just thank you for. I mean, you could have done that, but I appreciate that you didn't. People can find out plenty of information, including the menu as it exists right now. If you like the menu and you see it, you probably should go this weekend, because next week it might be a whole different thing. The dish might be gone that you are looking forward to. It's all at hotelcongress.com, I think /family/Mainers. But if you go to hotelcongress.com, you'll learn lots of things. Chef Brian, thank you so much for being on the show today. Look forward to your Sonoran Restaurant Week menu. I'm sure it's going to be incredible. It'll be very seasonal and smart. I look forward to seeing all the things you come up with in the rebirth of Mainers.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. And please come see us soon.
Will do. You're listening to the Bill Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. It's from the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. You can call us 790-2040 on the Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management Buckmaster Live Line.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com. When the public weighed in on the first draft of the Regional Transportation Authority Plan, the RTA responded by revising the final plan before voter approval in 2006. The RTA is preparing for a new plan for voter consideration by June 2026 and invites your input on regional transportation priorities. A draft plan will be presented for further public review. Submit your input or learn more at rtanext.com. Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
MedCare to You is a new Tucson-based concierge telemedicine urgent care, specializing in caring for our patients in the comfort of your location. We deliver your prescriptions and even provide in-person visits with our dedicated staff.
It's convenient, quick, private, and your personal information is always protected. Find out more at MedCare2UAZ.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Laura Reese is still talking, which is fine, but 10:30 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.
Yes.
You know, it's the Zocalo Village Green Thing Studio. It's the Buckmaster Live Line brought to you by Rincon Ventures, real estate and property management. What's when you're thinking of places to go and you're thinking, what would it be like to go somewhere that's 66 degrees right now? You know, just like take it in. Just maybe put on a sweater. 66 degrees sounds like sweater weather to me. And that's something I definitely look forward to. And our friends in Silver City and Grant County, they're ready to welcome you back with open arms. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson, and there's so much to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, including hiking in the Gila National Wilderness, where there's plenty of social distancing. You can visit the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. For a complete listing of the many things to do and great places to stay, visit southwestnewmexico.org. You can look at the forecast coming up. Thursday, 81, low of 59. Again, sweater weather. Excellent used bookstores in Silver City.
Good to know.
Yeah, just a heads up. It's a nice drive out there, too.
Good to know.
So, all right. This is the 60-second challenge for you, Laura Reese, of Storyteller PR and Sonoma Restaurant Week.
Okay.
What have people not heard so far? What do they need to know about Sonoma Restaurant Week? I am not actually starting a clock, but let's pretend we did.
I think so. We know the dates, 9th or 10th through the 19th. We know the website, SonoranRestaurantWeek.com. We know that there are 50 restaurants participating. I think what's new this year, I always like to know what's new.
Yeah, news great.
New restaurants have opened up in the last year, which seems shocking, but
yeah,
it's true.
Barrio Charo,
the Barnyard on the east side on Tankerverde.
I feel like there's another one that I'm forgetting.
There's a couple others. But
yeah,
if you go to the website, you can check them out. Great opportunity to try a new place. And then also, in addition to safe indoor dining options, way more patio options this year. More.
Tucson's patio game is wildly extended. 1055 is a Sonoran Restaurant Week restaurant.
Yep, 1055. Hub has a brand new patio. A lot of downtown spots. There was like a patio incentive.
The little one?
Yeah.
You could have lunch on there, on the sidewalk there.
Absolutely.
Hotel Congress. I mean, the Cup Cafe is on.
Yep, Cup Cafe has outdoor seating. Actually, Maynard's also has outdoor seating.
True.
Culinary Dropout has outdoor seating.
So, yeah, if you're like, I don't want to go back into a place, plenty of Flores Market Run.
Yeah.
I was on the patio there last
night.
Oh,
I love that. And that's also a new spot.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Checks
boom.
Both boxes, Dan.
All right, the clock's ticking. What else do people have to know? SonoranRestaurantWeek.com.
I encourage people to check it out because there's also... Some people think this is just Sonoran food.
Right.
But there are Italian options. There are noodle bar options. There is, of course, taco shops. There's just lots of different kinds of food. So
yeah,
you can try something new every day of the week.
And you can have something sort of the $25 or $35 price points can mean that you can have sort of a intimate sort of
totally,
you know, high-end-ish, smallish meal.
Yeah.
Or in the case of Tacos Opzone, just giant. Like a ton of food, like feed the whole family type.
Yeah,
things.
Instead of like a menu, a $25 or $35 that serves one person, I think that the $35 serves four people.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
Speaking of Sonoran Restaurant Week and all the exciting things that are happening, we have the proprietor. I feel like I can't remember what was on the last business card I saw of yours, Todd Handley's. I think proprietor at one point. Hotel
yep,
guru.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That's one of those designations that can go many different directions.
Right. It depends on who's asking, I'm sure. But Todd Handley is a very important person in the Hotel Congress empire. Todd, there is a event happening at, I mean, there's plenty. You guys have been incredible supporters of Sonoran Restaurant Week. But in this year, there's sort of expanding the game a little bit.
Sure. I mean, you referenced Cup Cafe and obviously the amazing plaza patio seating we have, Maynard's. What's unique this year, and I think, you know, I'd love to get Laura to offer in perspective, is, you know, we're putting together a fun, very unique pop-up room called the Sonoran Sip Room.
So excited.
And, you know, so basically, in a nutshell, we're opening up for 6 days a regional tasting lounge with an emphasis on mezcal and local wine. And then supplementing that with great jazz music through some of the wonderful contacts we have Pete Swan, Matt Mitchell. So it's a really unique concept. Going to be exciting to see come off the, you know, get off the ground. And part of the uniqueness of it is, you know, the two featured, you know, beverages, the Sonoran wine and the La Mata Mezcal are essentially, you know, part of the Hotel Congress business portfolio in the sense we're investors in both the Mezcal and the wine. So it's, you know, very, very selfishly exciting for me, but I believe also very exciting for the community once they get a chance to kind of experience the space.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. So it's in, for those of you that maybe it's been a little while since you've been back to Hotel Congress, it's in the former Copper Hall space, which has been rebranded as the Century Room. But the Sonoran Sip Room will be there at the front of the hotel. And it's, Dan, it's like a consolidated tasting room. So we're going to have wines from Sonoran Wine, Flying Leap, Dos Cabezas, Callahan Wine, Carlson Creek. So it's this kind of consolidated tasting room where you can go get a flight of agave spirits, a flight of wine, or single pours, and go enjoy something kind of before or after you go frequent a Sonoran Restaurant Week restaurant.
Will Josh Osteen be there to tell me about the nose of these wines?
Great question,
if
Todd.
Dan, if he's not there, you need to text message me right away because he's skipping out on his shift. So,
okay.
Yes, absolutely. which, I mean, truly on a serious note, you know, Doug Smith, owner of XO Coffee and El Crisol, is the what I consider to be the foremost agave aficionado, mezcal aficionado in Tucson. His bar, El Crisol, is going to be there every night offering his in-depth and rich knowledge of the culture, the heritage, and you know he is an investor in La Mata as well, so we're really excited about that. And as a matter of fact, Josh, who is still working with Sonoran Wine in a very small capacity, will be available as our sommelier, you know, maitre d' slash graphic designer. So yeah, you'll get all the
and DJ aspects. don't sell them
and
short
DJ, right?
Yeah.
exactly good. I know there's many hats Mr. Osteen wears. So yeah, and Laura framed it beautifully. I mean, it's a place to go grab a flight of wine, a flight of mezcal, relax in a very, what I call, beautiful but understated space. The Copper Hall, formerly our private event facility, is going to turn into the Century Room, which is on top of a lot of people's radar through some articles in the Daily Star and the support of Rio Nuevo. So this is a little pop-up space to kind of tease everybody as to what we're looking forward to the future. And it's coming together actually relatively well. I mean, as any pop-up, there'll be, you know, some, you know, funkiness to it, but I think funky in the best of worlds. And I don't know, for me, again, Tucson, so close to the border, such a rich wine culture down in Wilcox, you know, Cochise County, and, you know, expanding that into the central northern Mexican states with all of these wonderful agave distillates, mezcal.
Yeah.
You know, the is really kind of, you know, just truly unique. There's nothing else like it.
And for those that are wanting a sneak peek at that Sonoran Sip Room, we're doing a benefit for the San Javier Co-op Farm on the 8th or the 9th. Excuse me. You can buy tickets to that on SonoranRestaurantWeek.com.
So, thank you. Thank you, Todd, for being on the show. Laura Reese from Sonoran Restaurant Week and Storyteller PR, thank you so much
for all
your help. You can find out more about Sonoran Restaurant Week at SonoranRestaurantWeek.com. You can learn more about Visit Tucson at VisitTucson.org. My name is Dan Gibson. I'm Senior Director of Communications for Visit Tucson. Thanks for letting me host the show, Bill Buckmaster. Tomorrow, Ben Bueller-Garcia filling the seat. And you're listening to KVOI.